This is the Islands Rock, the Q in Victoria, and it's all mistakes from Craig Northey from Giddy Up. And we had some Tragically Hip in there, trickle down from up to here from 89. And what do you know, we've got guests here. The Long McQuaid gear showed up. We got everything set up. Techies, well done. Great job. Hey, nice to meet Strippers Union, informally Craig Northey and Rob Baker. Hey, guys.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good. You guys just been hanging out in the Victoria sun and enjoying the day?
Oh, yeah. We went out to Beacon Hill Park and sat with guitars and watched cricket. And
scoped out some lawn bowlers.
Lawn bowlers. Pretty hot lawn bowlers.
I listened to the whole album yesterday. We'll ask you about the name in a second, because I'm sure you've already started getting the jokes about Strippers Union, Local 518. But the album sounds awesome. Great job. So,
thank you. The guy who recorded it is right over there, Aaron Holmberg, in your studio.
There you go,
Aaron.
Man.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear what his live engineering's like coming in a second. Yeah. But so was this taken from like your original ideas, Rob, and then you guys got together? Or
I had a whack of tunes that were just kind of sitting on the shelf. Some things that I wrote for myself, or you just write for the sake of writing. Some things that the hip had maybe tried once and pushed aside, and just it wasn't right at the time or wouldn't ever be right. So I didn't know what to do with these pieces of music. I thought, I'd call a friend, help me sift through this. Maybe he can help me write some lyrics. And Craig showed up, and within a few hours we had one done, and within 3 days we had five or six done. I said, well, this, you know, we laughed a lot and had a great time doing it. We just thought, well, this kind of works.
Yeah. Well, we've been playing some of the album so far, Give It Up and Go Away. We'll hear from it coming up in a sec, but we've had requests for it. So there you go.
I love that.
It's working. Now, being in the Tragically Hip, I mean, everybody's coming to the table with great ideas, so obviously some are going to fall by the wayside. That might even be gold, so.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, I think I'd probably write 8 to 15 songs in a year. I probably present 5 of them to the band, and we maybe work on 2 or 3 of those.
Whoa.
So, you know.
Something's got to go, eh?
Over the years, you start to amass a lot of songs, and you really believe in some of them. Maybe they're not right for that band, but, you know, you believe in them personally, and they're like your babies, and you want to give them the best chance you can. Send them off to college.
Now, Craig Northey, I mean, you're a busy guy, songwriting with a lot of different people. You were in The Odds, you're in Colin James' band, and you must have a lot of stuff in the vault.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism either.
You have a vault? Actually,
yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
No, yeah, I guess so. With this, though, with Strippers Union, it was more Rob had the stuff in the vault, and I just picked through it, and it was easy for me. I just picked good music, and we sort of put our heads together on the subject matter of the lyrics, and there it was. So I really wasn't. It wasn't me bringing things out of the vault at all. It was just sort of me having to think on my feet a bit.
The band is Strippers Union, Local 518, and we're just talking to two of the guys. But you guys really are a band because, well, you like your rhythm section. There's good
Absolutely.
Chemistry there, and.
Absolutely. It's Pat Stewart and Doug Elliott, who are also of The Odds, and Simon Kendall on Hammond B3 and clavinet. And was with Doug and the Slugs and later with Sharkskin, playing with Colin James these days.
Cowboy
and,
Junkies.
Three of the hip guys, Gord Sinclair, Johnny Fay, and Paul Langua, kicked in on 3 or 4 of the songs. So.
Well, some of the cuts on this album, you can definitely tell it is Sharkskin. Some of them, they could be any rhythm section. Some of them, they've got the stacks thing going. Let's listen to Give Up and Go Away. You guys are going to play live, right? We've got to put this gear to use, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's listen to the first one. It's Strippers Union on the Q. This is the Islands Rock 100.3, the Q, and it's Give Up and Go Away from Strippers Union. The Strippers Union, Local 518. Would it make you guys mad if I said it? That song sounds kind of like The Odds meets The Tragically Hip. Would it make you mad?
I don't know if that's an obvious comparison or not.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Every radio station that you visit over the next whatever, they're going to say it. It's The Odds meets The Tragically Hip.
I thought it was more like Golden Earring meets Meatloaf. But
yeah.
You think so?
No, not really.
In a fight.
You guys are going to play something coming up. Rob Baker with the Tragical Hip, Craig Northey, big songwriter with the Odds. You heard, you were listening to David Gogo, and you heard one of your songs you didn't even know?
It was on the commercial before we started.
Oh, for Oyster Fest, yeah.
Yeah, no, I went and did that song with David in my place, and I sort of had forgotten about it, and then I heard it on the queue driving around Vancouver one day, and I heard the intro, and I went, well, that sounds familiar, and I couldn't place the song for the life of me, and I'm really good about, you know, name that tune. Couldn't place it. Then he started singing, and I went, oh, I know what
that You are writing so many songs when you don't even know your song's going to be on the radio.
Or they're so, I don't know, unrecognizable.
I like that one. I'm going to steal that idea. Oops.
Yeah.
You guys want to play something?
Yeah.
We'd love to.
Sure. Let's keep the music going here. Oh, just before you do. I know you're going to answer this lots of times, but the name, the Strippers Union, Local 518. In 20 seconds or less, where did it come from?
Musicians, starting out musicians, have a lot in common with strippers. Craig heard an interview with a woman on the radio who was trying to start a strippers union, and you could substitute the word song for dance and musician for stripper. And all of the working conditions and things she was talking about were identical to what musicians face. We just thought it's a, you know.
It has a good ring to it, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's rock, guys.
All right.
What are you going to play first? What's the name
this
of it?
This one's called Lost Highway, and it's basically, what is it?
Tell them what it's about, Greg.
Yeah. There's a little number about if you're a musician and you're on the road all the time and you feel like you're repeating yourself over and over again and kind of losing your mind. You are, and so I figured if you get Alzheimer's, we explored the idea that it wouldn't be so bad. You would probably slip into it quite easily without it bothering you too much. That's the idea behind this.
Memory is a fish breaking the surface into sunlight. And down there, there's a sunken car. Some fish I wanna catch, some I don't wanna know where they are, some I don't wanna know where they are. Traveling down the lost highway, traveling down the lost highway, traveling down the lost highway, traveling down the lost highway. I'm driving at a lost highway. I'm driving at a lost highway. I'm driving at a lost highway.
Lovely. Lost Highway on the Q in Victoria. Nice. Nice job.
Thank you. That was a debut.
Debut.
Rob Baker and Craig Northey are part of the band, and let's hear it for the engineer again, too.
Aaron.
And Luke.
Double A and Luke.
Hey, thanks for stopping by the Q. Are you guys filming a doc or something, a documentary? The camera guy wandering around.
Yeah.
Straight to video sort of thing.
Yeah.
Straight to our website sort of thing that we're working on, yeah.
Now, is the album out yet? It's just self-titled. Is
the album is out on Tuesday. We've got our website up, strippersunion.ca, and the record Tuesday. We're really excited about it.
Yeah.
An honest question, how big is it going to get pushed? Because I know you're in the Tragically Hip, so you have a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, I think that helps a little bit, but I think in the end, this is a DIY project. Craig and I want this to be successful, and we will get out and work it as hard as we can to make it successful. And you know what? It really doesn't interfere with hip business. We manage to get together once a week and push the songwriting ball forward. And we've got a few shows coming up over the summer here and there, but you know, this is where my head's at. Right now.
If you mean, you know, how hard are people going to work behind it, the Universal people have been great. And and the fact that they got, I mean, in radio terms, they did, I don't know, it's business stuff. We just sort of making a record and enjoying it, but they did really well. And I think it surprised people a bit, and then it picked up again, and it did really well. So we're excited, you know. We get it. That gives us more of a chance to go and do this. So,
well, we like it.
Thank you.
And if you guys are playing in a Victoria Park, playing guitar with the hippies, you guys are in it for the right reason.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting watching the cricket.
Yeah.
Do the hippies watch the cricket and play guitar?
There weren't too many hippies, unless we're talking about people with hip replacements.
You got it. All right. Hey, thanks for stopping by. The Tragically Hip, also, you guys are going to be open up for the Stones. I say that just so casually. You're going to be open up for the Stones.
They're lovely chaps, really.
Very cool. And Craig Northey, after you've done some of these public appearances and stuff, are you going on tour with anybody?
Well, with Rob. we're going to do a little tour in Ontario first, and then in September we're going again, and then, I just keep going. But right now my focus is on this.
Excellent. Are you guys going to play in town next time we see you?
I hope so. Yeah, I think the plan is that we will be back through this way with the full Strippers Union, the horn section, and the gospel choir probably in September.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a killer rhythm section, and I thought we should play a song where you can really smell them a little more.
All right, yes. Smell. We also know what they smell like.
Yeah. Careful what you want there.
The song Bulletproof White Limo. The lyrics are cool and the song's cool. What's it about? There's a reference to Grateful Dead in there somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And are you singing on this?
Yeah, actually, this will
Rob
be
Baker
the first
sing.
Time anyone's ever heard my voice on the radio, I think. singing, that is. We were sitting around talking about, you know, we have so many conversations about music, and in a way the record's almost a concept album about music, but we were talking about how it drives us crazy, people that manipulate anger. It's so easy to manipulate people's anger, and people that do that and bank on it, you know, they're riding around in their white limo after
inciting a riot,
and leaving in their white limo and counting their cash and talking about how many t-shirts they sold.
Yeah, you
know, as they drive out of the destruction,
there's an it's easy to exploit the undercurrent of dissatisfaction in the malls of strip malls of North America, especially. So we just figured it's irresponsible, but more than that, it's a good idea for a song.
And it's just,
let's exploit that.
It's just a good song. Hey, thanks for stopping by Strippers Union Local 518. It's Rob Baker and Craig Northey. Come back and play somewhere live here, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, we will.
Thanks, guys. This is the Q in Victoria.